Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I keep getting asked, are Americans or humans, maybe humans in general, getting stupider? Now, I always ask, what is the context? Is it because of politics? Is it the decisions that we're making? But it's the context is surrounding our school scores, our aptitude. I'm seeing more adults count on their fingers. And I don't think humans are getting stupider at all. I don't think so. But I do think we aren't learning and we aren't using our memory like we used to. And that could very, very sadly affect a lot of the functioning of our brains and may even put us later at risk for dementia. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I went to school, if you misspelled a word, you got that big red circle, you got dinged, you could not misspell a word on your paper. Same thing with grammar. If you didn't use the right possessive term or plural term, or, I mean, remember you used to get in trouble. Bobby walked into a store. He bought a ball. You can't do that anymore. You have to say they bought a ball, or because you don't know what his pronoun is. But I remember getting into trouble just dangling a participle. Oh, my God, you dangle a participle, you're going to fail that paper. And you had that little bit of anxiety, that little bit of stress that you needed to do it right. You needed to know how to spell. You needed to know how to punctuate. You needed to know how to do the math without a calculator. When calculators started to become very, very popular, especially in the 80s, we used to get in trouble. Teachers like, no calculator, no calculator. And you had to do it all. We had to do trigonometry without a calculator. Our teachers wanted to make sure that we knew it all. If you needed to learn something or look something up, you had to trek to the library, use the Dewey Decimal System, look it up, memorize it. And I'm on my way to work. I'm listening to an ad for Grammarly, which I've used. And it was a girl talking about how her biggest regret with Grammarly is she didn't use it in high school. She said, I could have corrected all my errors, you know, for grammar or spelling, if I have this app in high school. And I'm noticing with me now, when I'm typing a book or I'm typing a paper, I don't care if I misspell the word. Even on email, the computer automatically corrects it. If you ask me how to spell hemorrhoids, I don't know how to spell that. Because every time I type it, for some reason, the computer fixes it for me. So I haven't had to put my mind to learning what that is. Rhythm. I have a hell of a time spelling rhythm. R-H-Y-T-H-M, I think. But sometimes I want to stick an E in there. And I haven't had to force myself to learn how to spell because of computers. Same thing with grammar. When I write a book and I write a sentence, all of a sudden grammar finds something and I'm shocked because I'm like, oh my gosh, my English teacher would have kicked my butt. Smack me the ruler, whatever, called my mama if she had seen me write something so egregiously grammatically incorrect. But we have apps that fix everything. You don't have to memorize somebody's phone number because there's quick dial or there's speed dial. And so if we're not having kids or adults have that same sort of, you know, you need to know how to spell. You need to know how to add. You're not putting the work into it. Now, somebody can say, but Dr. Dahlia, does spelling even matter now? Now that we have all this tech, shouldn't we be devoting our time to something differently? Then that's fine, but are we? I mean, are in order to learn, the reason why we were able to learn and memorize and do what we did is because we really had to focus. We had to concentrate. And teachers had to teach us how to remember it. Now, when I taught students, I'm like, look, a good way to remember this is blank, blank, blank. And when you got a phone number, oh, my gosh, if a boy gave me his phone number, I would be telling it to myself multiple times in my head, right? You put work. You're like, I got to remember this. I got to remember this. And it forced you to use your brain. I don't know about you all, but I feel like I'm getting less. I'm losing my memory. I feel like I'm being less cognitively acute, not stupider, but less cognitively acute because I don't have to put the work in. Computers and tech is doing everything for me now. Same thing with math. And so now we're wondering why these students don't care, why these students are struggling, why these students can't be proficient in math and reading. They're like, well, you know, because in the past, you would have to read a book. So it was in your memory, and you could always then say, well, in Jane Eyre, or in Tom Sawyer, or in Beowulf, or in Macbeth, this happened. Now you could just say what happened, and you could just Google it. And so we're not putting things to memory. And if we don't do that, we're forgetting things. We're being forgetful. I have conversations with friends. I have conversations with young people, and they go, I don't know. I don't remember it. How do you not remember it? You have a fantastic memory. It's because they didn't have to put the work into memorizing it. And so we may have to refigure out how we're going to do this. If we're going to collectively say, who cares about spelling, tech will fix it. If I have an applicant who can't spell application, I don't care. That doesn't reflect on his intelligence. Okay, if society all agrees with that, that's fine too. I really don't think I could never spell. I don't think spelling is a huge marker and reflection on somebody's IQ. However, or, you know, work ethic, etc. But if we're not putting in that work, the reason why we go to school is because we are trying to exercise our brain. And our brain is just like any other muscle. You need to work it. And if these kids don't feel like they're working it, you know, if they're just, you know, memorizing facts and not learning, they're going to be losing aspects of their brain function. Like with languages. You know, part of the reason why some of these other countries are excelling is because these kids are bilingual. They had to learn a second language. We wait until grade school or middle school or high school to try to teach them donde está la biblioteca. That's not going to get them to use their mind. They need to learn a second language early on. So we might need to rethink how much we're using tech and maybe make kids spell again. Make kids learn grammar again. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? right? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am absolutely horrified by how overwhelmed our healthcare facilities are, our education system is, our border is, and we have no leadership. And when Trump, former President Trump, brought up the wall and said we're going to build a wall, and this was at the behest of border security, who says we need help. When Biden came in, it was a complete 180. And you see video of migrants rushing the border. They're trying to put up buoys in the Rio Grande and getting sued by the Biden administration for it. They're trying to use razor wire, but then they have to cut the razor wire so people don't get hurt. And we just don't have leadership. And the wall, many people had said, look, Dr. Dahlia, I might not necessarily support Trump, but the wall's a good idea. Now, why aren't we doing that? I agree. I think a wall is necessary. We have a big, huge border. We have overwhelmed border security agents, border patrol agents. We have people dying, trying to come over. And we need to have a more systematic immigration policy. Being a daughter of an immigrant, I get and I appreciate the fact that America, you know, is open to people in need, even though it took 20 years after the Holocaust for us to be able to finally make it to America. I'll take it. Even if we made it, even if, you know, it took 20 years to finally get approved or, you know, for America to finally let, you know, our family in, I'm grateful. And I don't want to completely shut off a border. I think we have to have a legal border policy. And I think a wall helps those who are tirelessly standing there and putting their lives at risk. And maybe we'll allow a more methodical, safer way to manage border security as well as people coming in. Well, the Biden administration has heard this over and over and over again, has done nothing. And maybe that's why the dogs are biting all the time. You know how Commander and Major, right, kept biting? I've never seen that where, you know, President's dogs, maybe it's because they're trying to tell Biden something. Will you wake up and listen to the people? Well, I guess somebody listened. And we are being told that they are going to build more border wall. They said the Biden administration is going to waive 26 federal laws in a rush to build more border wall in South Texas, where migrant crossings have surged over the past year. This is according to UPI News. According to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, he says there is presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border of the United States in order to prevent unlawful entries into the United States. You think? So the document waives dozens of what they say are environmental, public health, and cultural preservation laws to allow construction on the wall to resume. Among the laws affected are the Natural Environmental Policy Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Migratory Bird Conservation Act, and the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act. Now, when you hear this, you're like, okay, wait a second. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So our border is on land that can endanger species, that can disrespect Native American graveyard space? You know, what's going on here? And I get that there does have to be some planning. They've had years to plan. But, you know, I don't know how much preservation of the land is happening when you have migrants storm the border. And you have, as you've seen, debris and litter and dead bodies. So we have to, you almost wonder if protecting the land and protecting the graves will happen if they can dissuade people from stepping on that land. It's interesting. We've spoken about this. When you hear people say climate change is going to kill billions of people and we need to act quickly and we need to do what we can to stop, you know, people dying, like we need to do electric cars. We need to California may be taking out the palm trees. Is anybody asking what lives are being saved by our current choices? So, for example, you know, rather than walking to work and getting shot or attacked or raped, you're in a car, and that provides you some safety because you can get to work without walking and being killed. Trees provide shade, and removing trees, then people have less shade and they can become more dehydrated and heat sick. Buildings provide shelter. And so when you start to look at some of the things we're doing, I mean, if you tax the electrical grid and then people lose power, they could freeze to death in the winter and they could have heat illness in the summer. And so we need to also talk about all the lives we've saved. Well, the reason why we've done the tech and we've done what we've done on this earth is to save lives. We've given people jobs. Somebody doesn't work, they don't eat. And so you keep hearing, oh, all these people are dying because of climate change. And by the way, there's a fascinating report looking at the highest and lowest temperatures of all the states. Many of these temperature highs were in like the 19-teens. Yeah, and so we need to be really, really careful, because if we start to make some of these changes, we might notice we're hurting more. So back to the border. Mayorkas called for immediate action to construct barriers and roads. The construction is going to be funded by a fiscal year 2019 appropriation through which Congress appropriated funds for the construction of border barrier in the Rio Grande Valley. Now, if you remember, Joe Biden stopped the construction in 2021. And he said, quote, there would not be another foot of wall constructed on my administration. And Biden accused the Trump administration of misplaced priorities and failure to manage migration in a safe, orderly, and humane way. Well, you see what a cluster and a half it's been. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, people look at what's going to happen in the next election. And mind you, I appreciate a lot of Democrat and Republican philosophies. And I think bipartisanly there's a lot we could do. But I got to tell you right now, this border crisis might be what puts another Republican back in office. And Greg Abbott would get a lot of credit for that, as well as DeSantis, because when they were overwhelmed with migrants, they moved them to sanctuary cities. And you have people in Chicago, people in New York complaining that the very low resources they have are going to illegal immigrants. And when you are CEO of a company, when you run a business, when you're in charge, safety, security, making sure the doors are locked, making sure there is a proper open and closing and people coming in, that's on you. And so when you see the chaos, and I get it. There's some dangerous countries out there, and I want to be a country that can help others, but we are flailing. Our healthcare system is in shambles. Look, we have right now one of the biggest healthcare worker strikes. We have our school system. Schools are overwhelmed. We have people, our homeless crisis is at the highest it's ever been. You can't heal other people and be there for other people if you're sick yourself. America, yeah, it is stronger than other countries, but it's going to become weaker and weaker and weaker, especially now that we have criminal elements sneaking through and cartel. So these Texas border towns are overwhelmed. Governor Abbott said they remain overwhelmed and overrun by thousands of people illegally crossing into Texas from Mexico because of President Biden's refusal to secure the border. If a wall is what they need, as I said, you know, Kamala Harris, if Kamala Harris's borders are, not that I really expect Biden to allow her to do anything because he's not going to want her to outshine him, but if somebody made me borders are, I would head to the border that day and go, all right, guys, what do you need down here? You tell me what you need. And if they said we needed a wall, boom. Next day, as president, we got to get a wall. This is what they need. They need more border agents. They need help. They need us sending a message to these other countries that it's not open. But that's not what we're doing. We're sending a message saying, oh, yeah, come on in, and then we'll give you a random court date. And if you don't go to it, whatever. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver. Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The Powerball jackpot now up to an estimated $1.4 billion with no one matching all six numbers in last night's drawing. So the jackpot rolled up to what would be the third highest Powerball jackpot and the fifth largest in U.S. lottery history for Saturday night's drawing. New York State Attorney General Letitia James' campaign pledging to sue former President Donald Trump and reportedly be a real pain in his to him should be considered an embarrassment. That's from a statement from George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley. Trump complaining yesterday in court that the Manhattan trial was blocking him from campaigning, blasting the New York Attorney General as corrupt. A memorial service for the late California Senator Dianne Feinstein set for today in San Francisco. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer today. Okay, so one thing I need to tell you guys about, and I know this shouldn't need a whole lecture, and I don't really want to lecture you guys. I want it to be a conversation, but we need to talk about this. So yesterday we spoke about how AstraZeneca had to settle, I think, a $425 million lawsuit because of two of their heartburn medications. And there were about 11,000 claims that it had put patients into chronic kidney disease. And I think there's another lawsuit still pending in Louisiana. And I have patients all the time that don't see a medical provider, but they go to their pharmacy, they go to their store, and they have a ton of over-the-counter medications that are their go-to. And has anybody ever discussed with you the risks of some of these over-the-counter medications? So how many of you take naproxen or ibuprofen? I've taken it. I love it. If I have a bad headache, great. I can take one of those. If I, you know, so my joints hurt, my ski accidents and running days, it's nice. I probably take a Motrin no more than once every 2 months. How many of you are taking it every day? Well, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories can cause kidney disease. They could cause heart disease. They could cause GI bleed. You aren't supposed to be on those medications every day. Tylenol. How many of you guys pop Tylenol left and right? Tylenol can affect your liver. These antacids, these PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors, Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, they have been linked to not only chronic kidney disease, but stroke, heart disease. Some studies have suggested cancer, although I'm not completely convinced, but still, there's been some concern. And diabetes, osteoporosis, pneumonia. And these are common heartburn medications. We have a heartburn issue, by the way. We have a heartburn epidemic because people eat big meals. They're eating spicy and spicier food. They're taking in a lot of caffeine and alcohol and nicotine and all that. And that can worsen your reflux, like we talked about yesterday. But if you're taking these antacids or these anti-inflammatory, these PPIs long-term, it is putting people at risk. Now, one of the things I think going on with the kidney, one of you had asked me after the show, why would a proton pump inhibitor affect the kidney? One study looked at how they think it caused acute interstitial nephritis or inflammation or an injury to the kidney. Another theory is if these medications have been linked to diabetes, diabetes can affect the kidney. So it could also be secondary. Nobody is saying it causes one thing directly, but they are seeing an associative risk. The risk could be explained for if you have a diet that causes you to have high heartburn because of the fat and the big meals you eat, it might be no surprise that you are also prone to the diabetes or chronic kidney disease. So it could be just very, very, you know, a casual link. But right now, that's what the researchers are looking at, and apparently the legal system is litigating. What about your cough syrups and decongestants? You know, a lot of these decongestants raise your heart rate. They raise your blood pressure. How many of you are addicted to Afrin? People love that Afrin because they spray it in their nose. They immediately get less clogged. They can go to work and do what they need to do. They don't realize they get a rebound. It's like speed. It'll vasoconstrict, and then you'll get a rebound. Eye drops, like Visine, helps get the red out. Why do you think it gets the red out? Because it constricts the blood vessels. So you have less of that red in your eye, so it looks white, but then the medicine wears off, and then, boom, you get a rebound. And so if you're using these medications once in a blue moon, that's what they're for. But if you're using them chronically, no, you could have major health effects from those. Not to mention we have a whole slew of supplements out there saying they'll help you lose weight and help you with your erections, and we don't know what the hell are in them. We have an over-the-counter market that is bigger than it's ever been. It's a multi-billion, maybe even trillion-dollar industry. And people think that just because a medication is over-the-counter, it's safe. They're good. They don't have to check in with a doctor. Anything over-the-counter is all for the taking. I mean, pay for it, even though people are stealing it. Pay for it, of course. But you could take Excedrin migraine every time you get a headache. Keep in mind, there's a lot of caffeine. There's aspirin. These medications, these over-the-counter medications, are pharmaceuticals. And people don't realize that. I told you I had wanted a patient to go on a statin for their high cholesterol to prevent heart disease. And the person, and this has actually happened not with one, multiple people. They say, no, I have a whole other regimen that I'm using. I'm like, okay, follow up in a couple weeks and bring me that regimen. Let me see. and they come in with a bag of red yeast rice, a red rice yeast, and ginkgo and vitamin E and A and all, and they and I pull out some of these pills, and they're cobalt blue, or they're speckled, and they're multicolored, and I go, okay, I want to give you this, just one a day. Why are you more comfortable taking this whole bag than this? Oh, because that's a pharmaceutical. Pharmaceuticals at least are FDA approved. And I go, why do you want cobalt blue or purple speckles in your body? You think that, well, it's natural. It might not be natural. In order to make a pill, to make a capsule, there has to be other stuff in it. And so we're supposed to be a little bit more educated when it comes to over-the-counter medicine, and nobody's really getting the education. They go, they see it, they see the packaging, and they buy it. And mind you, I don't want you to have a prescription for a Tylenol or a prescription for a Motrin. You want to get an Excedrin migraine or some Midol, I get that. But why isn't anybody explaining to people that there are health risks? And when patients call up saying it's cheaper for me to get my Nexium or my Prilosec through you and not over the counter, and I ask them, how long have you been on it? And they say, years. I'm like, has a doctor seen you? Have you had a scope? I mean, maybe this heartburn is a heart attack or angina. Maybe you have a tumor in there. And so I want us to be a society that's very medically trained, where you don't always have to wait for a medical professional. You can figure things out. You could take care of a code. You know, you could take care of your child. You know basic first aid. You know life support. You understand what a lot of the treatments do. But we have this sort of attitude of whatever is over the counter is fair game. You could use it as much as you like. It's safe. And I'm telling you right now, do not be on chronic Tylenol. Do not be on chronic Motrin. You really shouldn't be taking Afrin. You know, be careful with these over-the-counter eye drops. You need to be careful and use it, and always under the supervision of a medical provider. And it just frustrates me. And there's this big push now for prescription drugs to be over-the-counter. And I don't want medical professionals holding prescription drug hostage. I get that people love going to Mexico or going to Canada and getting their antibiotics. But the problem is that these people can be doing harm. Even antibiotics can mess up your bowel, mess up your gut, cause C. diff, cause resistance. Sometimes these medications can interact with other medications. You know, when we get a medicine history from our patients, we need to know every single supplement. Do you know that you can't take St. John's wort with Paxlovid? So if you have COVID and you want to get treated, and they say, are you taking any supplements? And you say, no, you can't mix St. John's wort if you're using that for mood. You can't take Viagra. If you're using a medication over the counter for erection, and we find that it has some illegal form of sildenafil or an erectile dysfunction drug, you can't mix that with Paxlovid. If you're on nitrates for your heart, nitroglycerin, let's say, you can't mix. So please, for the love of the Lord, consult a medical professional or even a pharmacist. But if you notice you are taking something over the counter daily, you need to talk with somebody because it could be causing you harm. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you flying, there might be another hiccup. as we are being told that tons of planes have had to have been grounded because multiple airlines are searching for thousands of jet engine parts that might not be up to par, as they were sold with fake safety certificates. Apparently, AOG Technics is, I guess, a middleman in the, you know, aviation industry, is accused of mass-producing fake safety certificates. The Daily Mail is reporting that now the aviation industry has been rocked by reports that thousands of their jet engine parts had fraudulent safety certificates and were installed onto our passenger planes. These include American Airlines, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, pulling jets from their fleets to investigate this. Now, this dubious airplane parts supplier, again, is allegedly AOG Technics. They say they allegedly mass-produce fake safety certificates in order to sell its engine parts to airlines. They also have faced allegations that it faked employees and was using stock photographs for fictitious staffers on LinkedIn. That's according to Bloomberg. They said with parts from this company so far found in 126 engines across several airlines. Now, of course, people are worried, you know, what else are we missing? This is Pete Buttigieg's department. I'm not sure. I like the guy. You know, to go from mayor to presidential candidate to then heading the Department of Transportation, it's pretty impressive. He's a likable guy. But, man, there's a lot of things going on here that are under his purview. And this is needs a hell of a lot more oversight. They say airline parts are supposed to undergo very stringent safety tests to ensure they're airworthy, you think? Each part has to come with a certificate that can be used to trace the component's origin and inspection records. The FAA, as well as investigators in Europe, have alleged that this documentation was forged by this one company. Now, the most affected engine model was the CFM56. Now, they say it holds the record for the most engines ever sold to airlines, 33,900. That engine is currently installed in numerous jets across the world, most notably Boeing's predecessor to the 737 MAX, the Airbus A320. I've been in Airbus 320s and 737 MAXs every year. The affected engine parts vary from small components such as screws and bolts to units vital for the propulsion of a jet such as turbine blades. So as the investigators looked into the scheme, they found dozens of the engines were inadvertently made by General Electric in a joint venture with Safran, which has since launched now a lawsuit against AOG Technics. The GE engines were reportedly installed during maintenance work and then found their way into Boeing and Airbus Airlines. So when you look at this, you're like, how the hell did this happen? Well, if nobody's overseeing it, if nobody's double-checking, that's some scary stuff. Now, thank God we haven't, I guess, had any major issues that I know of, but this could be uncovering something huge in the airline industry, and who knows, maybe also in the naval industry and the train industry. And that if you have one company that could be that half-assed and that sinister, then, you know, what else is out there? According to a lawsuit filed by GE and Safran, the aviation parts supplier used a large-scale falsification system in order to sell parts to airlines. Now, the company lists its address in the UK. A judge this week ordered the company to turn over its parts sales documents and the full extent of the scandal they think is going to grow once we see the records assessed. But already they have found engines and in separate facilities that were fitted with parts, and so a bunch of airlines now have been grounded. The FlightAware is a really good, I like this site because it kind of gives you real-time numbers in terms of delays. Right now, their delays and their cancellations are not any more than usual. So I don't know how many, it starts to make you wonder, are the planes currently in use with these parts? And we're under the assumption that no, They've grounded the ones that would be. We have right now 1,909 delays, 679 cancellations within and out of the U.S. in terms of global 14,000. But yesterday, the delays were 19,000. The U.S. delays were 3,800 and cancellations were 1,300. So right now, I'm not seeing a big uptick based on this, but it's scary stuff. So what this reminds us is that there's a lot of greed. There's a lot of competition. There are people doing things half-assed and not following protocols. And this sort of behavior can pervade our pharmaceutical industry. It could pervade our education. It could pervade, and I think it is. I mean, it definitely is pervading our political culture. And, you know, in terms of medications, remember there was a recall that was done by a company who said, look, we don't have enough staff. It was a generic company. Said, we don't have enough staff. So we don't have anybody who could do quality assurance. So out of an abundance of caution, they and the FDA recalled a whole bunch of medications. We are in trouble if we can't get our poop together. And, you know, I've managed a company before. It was my own medical company. Somebody could say it's big. I really wasn't that big, you know, under 10 employees. But I got to tell you, I had sleepless nights, and I was there before everybody got there, and I left after everybody else did. Even though I had two young boys, because luckily my husband could help take care of them. But it is on me if anything happens in my company. And I have got to make sure that everything is done right, especially in medicine, 100%. And so if you are the owner of United Airlines, if you are self, you need to be, again, overseeing these. If you are the Department of Transportation, you need to oversee what's going on. The software, for example, when we had a software glitch with Southwest, and then we had another cluster that happened during the holidays. Again, are we doing tests? Are we doing drills? Now, is somebody in the government saying, hey, guys, all right, let's inspect the systems. We got a very busy holiday season. I want to make sure everything's up to par. And if somebody goes, yeah, have them prove it. Show them that everything is working. What are you doing for staffing? Who are your backups? What is your plan if you have to cancel flights? Now, I know these airlines are on it and they do it. But for some reason, we still had chaos. And maybe it's because people are working from home. Maybe it's because people are distracted. Maybe it's because people don't care if they lose their job. Maybe it's this, you only live once. Yeah, maybe it's because a lot of people who make it do it by fraud. And then they try to live a good life. What was it? I don't know if it was, God, somebody said, and I don't want to name the country because I don't want to, but somebody said, never ask a person from a particular country, and I don't want to say which country, how they made their first $10 million. You just never ask. Because it was insidiously done. And so maybe people say, you know what? I want to make it. I want to outbid these other, I want to outbid these other contractors. I want to get the deal. I want to get rich. Let's just get in. And then once we're in, we could do whatever. And we've taught everybody this culture. Look at these stars. Somebody's a relative of somebody else. And then they get to be all in the movies. And, you know, somebody who's actually going to acting school, waiting tables, trying to make a big, they don't seem to get those same success stories. 1-877-DOCS-OLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.